several things want to get through here, including a contest clarification to make sure everyone is aware of how to play along in a contest that actually started this week, the Forward February, the free fuel for February, where you are heading to register your name in a box, preparing for a chance to win if your name is drawn in the random drawing on February 25th, a $500 gas card.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be hard to take, would it?
Like to win that.
Sure would.
Now, I want to clarify for the registration location. It is the specific location of M84, right off of I-75, easily found. And you head there between now and Thursday, February 24th, to get your registration in the box that's located there. And then same location on the 25th, Friday, between 3 and 5 in the afternoon, a special broadcast will take place where the winning name will be drawn from that box. So make sure that you understand, as we talk about Forward and the Free Fuel February, specifically heading to the M84 location to make your registration. Stop in any time during business hours and get your name into the box. And then we wish you good luck for a chance to win that $500 gas card. 644 on WSTW. All right. Several things got to clear off the deck here as we've had things pile up as this week's gone along. A quick follow-up note. Remember the story we did maybe last week? And we had the video from the Ohio Turnpike, the plow driver who was traveling on one side of the highway and plowing, and there was a lot of debris and snow that apparently the way that his plow was pointed and the speed of his traveling kicked stuff onto the other side of the highway, causing damage to 55 vehicles and some injuries. The driver has been fired.
Wow.
Just so you know. Yeah. An investigation was done, and it was determined that driving with negligent and so.
Well, then, all right. Very well.
There's your follow-up.
That's the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes care of that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, everybody just take it easy out there. Is that going to test?
Especially this morning.
Didn't know that coming in this morning from
Alma. Driving in today. So not the worst, but just be careful.
Well, unfortunately for some people, the little is the worst.
Yeah, true.
The lot isn't, but the little is.
Yep.
Let's see, another story got to take care of here. Oh, you hear about the Portland baseball team that is in a pickle, literally.
Oh, no.
The Portland Pickles is the name of the baseball team. It's a collegiate baseball team. They call it a premier collegiate summer baseball team. And their mascot, Dylan, the pickle, Dylan.
All right.
Which you see here on our morning team page. There's Dylan.
Okay. Yep.
He's missing.
Oh, no.
In fact.
How's he missing?
He's been stolen.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, my.
And the word is out. Ross Campbell, the GM of the Portland Pickles, says, if you hear something about a 7-foot-tall pickle or see one and just don't know why you're seeing it, well, you shouldn't be, because he belongs in the baseball park. apparently, what happened was the costume was lost on a flight. Then it was found and delivered to the Portland Pickles office at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Huh.
Left on the porch, and a doorbell camera. There's actually video. We have a story link up there, and the doorbell camera has a video of somebody going to the porch, picking up the costume and walking away.
Hey. Right. They couldn't identify the person.
No, it was a real person. They just stole and he was covered up.
He was covered,
And the Pickles say that they are known for their social media accounts, where they have a lot of fun posting jokes and things like that. And so they had to convince people, this isn't a joke. This isn't a publicity stunt. He's really been stolen. They actually had filed a police report. As the police have had a little fun with it themselves, apparently, as they were making a report, suggested that the team was facing a dilemma. Everybody's getting into the pickle puns. Yes,
of course.
Dilly dilly.
Yes, exactly. So, the Portland Pickles missing its mascot.
I mean, it's looks like it's a. I don't know. Well, all right. I don't know. What do you? Why would somebody? Well, whatever. I don't know.
Well, they're trying to determine, was it really stolen as somebody just, hey, there's a package stealing, or do they know what they were stealing and it's kind of a prank?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they're having to consider it as being a stolen right now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
If somebody wears that during Halloween, you're going to know who they are.
Well, I'm trying to figure that out. If somebody didn't know what it was, they get home and they open up this package. Oh, look what I just stole off a porch. Big package. Must be some. What the heck?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a pickle.
We have a listener inquiry this morning. I don't know if either of you have heard. Maybe you've seen it in the Free Press or something, Charlie. They're asking, what about the tunnel from Detroit to Windsor? You know, the problem is on the Ambassador Bridge, but what's the status with the tunnel?
As far as I know, the tunnel's okay.
Yeah, that's what
tunnel's
I've heard, okay. Yeah.
It's probably busier than normal because people can't use the Ambassador Bridge, so they're probably using the tunnel.
Yeah, probably.
In fact, I think they've guided regular traffic to use the tunnel, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Right now, Rick Snyder's saying, this is why I wanted a second bridge.
Yeah. Build that Gordie Howe Bridge as soon as possible.
I have to admit, didn't think a border issue with Canada was going to be. That was not on my bingo card this year.
Not in this way, for sure.
No.
For sure. Wasn't expecting that.